What's going on, everyone? Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all for rolling on this Monday morning. Well, hope you're having a good start to the week. Phil's had a good weekend after starting out with a very bad weekend. So Friday night, a disaster. Saturday and Sunday, obviously, they turn it around. Look, are they back? We'll discuss. We'll try to figure it out. Eagles, man, that was an all-time snooze fest over the weekend. We'll talk about that game. More importantly, roster construction. Now that the preseason games are over, even more important than that, top end of the roster, what they got. We'll look a lot at the defense today and what's going to be on the field. Plus, are you smarter than an 11th grader today? Something I have, well, not won at yet because we've never done it with an 11th grader, but 5th grade and Seltzer 6th grade and 7th grade. And
you've won them all somehow.
I've won them all. I've touched all the bases. So today we'll have some fun with that. Look, all your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Richard Rich back. Richard Rich!
Joe.
Hello, bud.
The croissant was invented in Austria.
The croissant was invented in Austria.
Wow. And what we've been lying
about. It's not France.
Yeah.
Austria, it used to be called a Kipferl. A Kipferl. All the way back in the 13th century, Austria, crescent-shaped pastry, denser, sweeter than the modern croissant, but the Kipferl is where the croissant came from.
Who would have thought?
In Germany.
Well, I'll tell you what, my man. I got no comment between the croissant.
I thought you were going to try and find a way to switch it over. It's just not going to happen.
It's tough to draw a correlation.
I shouldn't be paid as a talk show host. That was a bad job by me. It was a bad job.
No, but that's a tough one. That's a tough one. I don't know how you do that. It was a demanding
expectation of yourself.
You know what?
Croissants are good. You know what else was good? The Phillies yesterday.
How about Taiwan is soft and flaky like a croissant?
My God. All right. So it's amazing. So we work here at WIP where down the hall is KYW. Dave Uram works for KYW, News Radio, and it's incredible how often in a day he's the first person that speaks to me because, I wake up, I get in here, it's all quiet and dark and all that
and
stuff.
And you're so intimidating, people don't want to interrupt
you.
I'm like Kurt Schilling before a start. Stay away. All right. So Uram, I walk in here today. First person I see today, Dave Uram, he says to me, are they back? Now, he didn't have to say which team. I knew which team. I knew exactly what he meant. He's talking about the Fightin' Phils, and it's a good question. Are they back? And I'm curious where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. So here's my pretty simple answer. I'm not sure, but I'll say this.
Our catchers are.
Yeah, well, but I'll say this. If I had to give you an answer, I'm certainly not prepared to say yes. Now, I'm encouraged with what I saw the last 2 days, and let's break it down here for a second. So the biggest part of the weekend, to me by far, while most people might focus on the negative with Taiwan, and I get that, to me the most important thing from the weekend by a tenfold was Ranger Suarez. I mean, Ranger pitching and pitching well. Like, Taiwan Walker ain't going to see the ball in the postseason. And God willing, he won't see it again in the regular season. We'll get to that. But Ranger has to see the ball in the postseason. You want him to see the ball in the postseason. And obviously, him pitching on Saturday the way he did. I mean, guys, let's be real here. This thing gets so much more settled down and easy if Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, and Sanchez can be Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, and Sanchez. And that is by far my biggest takeaway from the weekend, that Ranger did his job, and obviously that bodes well moving forward. Now, the bats, they also, Saturday and Sunday, I mean, John, a lot of lumber out there. A lot of lumber.
Record amounts of lumber,
yeah.
And it was manufacturing the little stuff. It was taking the ball where the pitch, where the pitch wanted it to go, like just letting it where it needed to go, putting the barrel on the ball. Making small ball work, and that is great to see. That did feel like it's sort of a warm-up for postseason. Look, we can do it all, because it wasn't just small ball, of course.
Of course
not. That many runs. It was outstanding to see, and very, very, the fact that the catchers are both rolling, I'm not going to say the whole team is rolling, but the guys who are tuned into every tiny detail of what the opponents are doing, I think it's a great sign that the catchers are hitting. Now the rest of the team can sort of follow suit. It feels like their approach is dialed in and focused the way it needs to be. you know, as we get to the postseason.
So look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to react to the weekend. And please feel free to take a bite out of Taiwan because he deserves it. And by the way, so do they as an organization. I mean, it really is enough is enough. It really is way past the point of enough is enough. But considering they hadn't yet considered that, then please put the thinking caps on, Phillies, and end the misery. I mean, you can figure out next year in 5 months. But enough of this. All right. I'm curious if people think the Phillies are back. By the way, if you want to weigh in on the Eagles and that debacle of a preseason game, also you can hit that at 215. Because I thought that was a disgrace. I don't know what was a bigger disgrace this weekend, Taiwan or the Eagles. Although, believe it or not, I lean Eagles. But on the Phillies, John, are they back? Do you think our fighting Phillies have reestablished? Or is it just ridiculousness that every time they win 2 or 3, we have this same conversation and then they lose 2 or 3? Are they back?
I want so badly to say yes. It's still too early for me to say for sure. I am encouraged so profoundly by the fact that their approach is sharpened. I am encouraged so profoundly by the fact that Ranger Suarez looks like Ranger Suarez, and that's a huge deal. If his back, because a back can take you out of everything. A back can destroy your season. It doesn't look like that's going to be the case. So you got Wheeler. I'm not close enough to call him Wheels.
I gotcha.
You got Wheeler. You got Aaron Nola. You got Ranger Suarez. You got Christopher Sanchez. I feel great about that. You know, just on the eve of facing the Houston Astros.
No, that hits me.
That was revelatory for me when we played this team and got beaten up because their pitching was so outstanding.
Yeah.
They no-hit us 4 games in. In the World Series, it was very clear at that moment that our pitching needed to be brought up to speed with what the Astros were doing, in my mind. So I think we're there.
No, I think you were right about that. It was a pretty big difference in pitching on the back end of the rotation.
Major. Yeah. And now I feel great about where we're situated. And this weekend proved it with Ranger. I feel good about that. But I can't say, after 2 games of 11 runs scored, that I'm certain that our approach is going to remain so solid and you know, steadfast.
Yeah, there have been a lot of hitters this year that have struggled at various points. Obviously, Saturday and Sunday, pretty much everyone hit. The old dude at the vet used to say, everybody hits, woohoo! Like, that guy was in play this weekend. Because yesterday, what was it, 16 hits or 18 hits? It was unbelievable. All right, James, are they back? I'm curious where you stand on that. But I'm also wondering, do you focus from this weekend, as you sit here this morning, more on the negative on Taiwan or on the positive of Ranger and the bats?
So first, they're not back yet, but I was very encouraged, especially with the offensive production, obviously. Yep. You know,
It
was a lot.
Yeah.
But again, you know, we've seen this team hit a lot and then go cold again, so I need to see them start to sustain it. But I think the most interesting thing is absolutely the Ranger-Taiwan thing. And for me personally, I focus on the Ranger side because ultimately, as much as Taiwan drives me crazy, as much as I'm with you, if I'm the manager of the Phillies, if I'm the general manager of the Phillies, if I'm the owner of the Phillies, like, he's done. Like, I'm not putting Taiwan Walker out there again. Like, phantom injury, DFA, like, whatever the hell you got to do, don't care. But ultimately, at the end of the day, no matter what happens from now to the end of the season, assuming they make the playoffs,
which they will,
Taiwan Walker won't be a part of that.
That's right.
He has nothing to do with it.
He's not going to complain on social media, right?
I don't even care. He can. Go for it. The point is, Ranger Suarez is a huge part of that and really matters. So seeing Ranger look the way he did, that was by far the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, no, that was big, guys. Look, I'm really wondering where everyone's at. 215-592-9494. A few different things. The positive of Ranger and the bats versus the negative of Taiwan. What kind of hits you more as now we're, you know, past the weekend and it's Monday morning? I mean, let's be real, guys. Friday night, we were all in a bad mood on Taiwan. I think it's so 2005 Phillies. I really do. I think it's a disgrace. I supported it longer than most because I thought it was worth, when he came back from the injury, to try to get him right, give it a shot. To me, it was very obvious after one start, all right, enough. Okay, and you can figure out how to deal with the next 2 years of the contract in the offseason. You can deal with that down the road. But it's so past the point. But I think the Ranger thing and the bats are really big. Now, look, whether these guys that hit are going to keep hitting, we'll see. I don't know. I mean, we know the players that have struggled. Brandon Marsh and Stott especially have struggled. Those guys got hits this weekend. JT hadn't gotten a homer in a while. He got two. So there was a lot to this whole series. We'll see where you stand. 215-592.
What about the fact that our offense hasn't played, our Eagles offense hasn't played the entire preseason,
yeah,
Joe? Like, we have some digging to
do.
Well,
how about this fact? That it was a disgrace what the Eagles put out there over the weekend. How about that fact?
Yeah.
That was a disgrace. I thought that was an insult to fans. I did. I thought it was an insult. I thought it was a flat. We're going to get into that
I
up ahead.
I believe in dress rehearsals. Yeah. They made a mistake. Made a mistake in not having a dress rehearsal. There's no dress rehearsal. The offense didn't show up the entire preseason. I don't care what you say. One joint practice is not enough. One joint practice is not getting you ready for the regular season.
All right, look, a lot to bite on here. 215-592-9494. Is John right with that? They should have played the starters. And what do you make of that game? I thought it was a debacle. The most boring thing I've seen in years. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie, great to be with you on this Monday morning, 94 WIP.